here at the 2019 Underground Collision in Washington, D.C., and Jim Blaine over there is heckling us.
That looks like Donald Trump out there.
We're here with Chip Filson. How are you, Chip? Good to see you.
Jim's an example of what happens in old age. They referred to in the conference, you get old and bitter. He doesn't get old and bitter. He just gets old and better. That's the difference.
Stay on script.
We'll get back on script. All right. So, how was the event? How was the Underground Collision this time around? And what brought you here in the first place?
Well, it was a wonderful exchange of ideas, and I think if there was any critique, it was too short. You know, people didn't get a chance to really develop the different things they had. I was involved in the roundtables, mm-hmm. where in 15 minutes we would change. And my particular topic was cooperative literacy, which sounds either boring or trite. But it brought out some real stories and interests that people have that I think underscored one of the themes from the conference, which is, if we think of ourselves as a movement with a mission, mm-hmm. that involves members, we've really got a future. If we think of ourselves as an industry that talks about our size and our loans and our members, and that's what we think is going to define us, mm-hmm. in the future, mm-hmm. then maybe we'll just become a part of the merged financial services in the future.
Yeah.
But the people here are believers.
Indeed, indeed. Any highlights or any takeaways from this year's event? Because I mean, this event seems like it's tailor-made for you, because you're a guy who likes to stir it up a little bit, and it sounds like this is, and people, everybody at this conference, at this event, gets to participate. There's nobody just relaxing their chair listening to a speaker. Everyone's participating, and this is right up your alley.
I think there was one of the panelists had a very young member, the CEO of South Bay Credit Union.
Oh, Jennifer Oliver.
Yes, and talked about innovation. The other end of the panel was Cliff Rosenthal. Mm-hmm. And I thought just seeing those two points of view was extremely valuable. Cliff talked about the importance, and he quoted from Filene in his book, apparently, about the importance of credit unions as a democratizing force. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes we lose that. We think of that, well, it's just one of the seven cooperative principles, right. And that's one member, one vote. But he put it in a broader context. If our capitalist society is to truly be more equitable, you have to have forces at work that counter the natural tendencies toward monopoly, mm-hmm. where the powerful always take over the weaker ones. And so I thought Cliff's bringing us back to both the history and its relevance, mm-hmm. today. One of the other points that stood out in my mind was Sarah Kanepa Bang, mm-hmm. was on a panel, and her opening phrase just resonated, I think, in the room. America needs credit unions more than ever today. And she went ahead to explain why that was. And I think approaching our understanding of who we are and what we can do really comes under that movement headline that the other panelists, mm-hmm. Were maybe a little more specific about, or in Cliff's term, a little more philosophical, mm-hmm. about. But that, I think, was a very important statement she made.
What was there anything else that stood out for you? I mean, there was a lot of talk about fintech. And that's a huge issue in our industry right now. And working with them, either partnering with them or still treating them as disruptors, what's your take on all that?
I think there was a wide diversity in points of view that were expressed here. Some feel that it's just a calling card that really doesn't differentiate you. Others pointed to the potential for large fintech companies and Amazon or the Google, Amazon, Facebook, Apple, quadruple hit would be controlling the future. I think that a number of people recognize the importance of being digitally aware, mm-hmm. digitally connected, mm-hmm. but that, I think the consensus is that's just one option that you have to be current on. You don't give up your other advantages. And I think the advantages were very clearly stated. We are known, we're local, we know our members, and we are part of the communities that we're trying to build.
Indeed. What's the one issue right now, or one topic right now, that really stands out in your mind and with the industry overall? Is there one thing that you, I know there's a lot, but is there one that really stands out for you?
It didn't come up here directly in the conference. It came up at my table where we're talking about cooperative literacy, when one of the participants said the greatest barrier to cooperative fulfilling their mission, so on, is the regulator. They won't let us be cooperatives. Right. They keep piling on capital. They keep measuring us by the same performance standards that for-profit institutions mm-hmm. have. And they have frustrated our ability to serve the members the way we want. And there seems to be a consensus that NCUA is just oblivious to the cooperative model's uniqueness, its design capabilities that it gives both the institution and the members, and then potentially the impact it could be having if that was fully realized.
How do we turn that around?
Starts with leadership. Typically, you would look for different leadership at NCUA. That's been a very frustrating experience, I think, for people since the Great Recession. The leadership can also come from the industry. But ultimately, I think it will be the industry has defined what they think the overall need is, and at some point in time, someone in the regulatory environment, whether it's state or federal, will respond to that need, and you'll have the partnership, which I think one of the participants here said, NCUA, when I was growing up, used to be partners in our success. Yeah. She says, that doesn't exist today. I think one of the most dramatic facts that I learned today in the conference was Sue Longson's description of her grandfather, who worked for the initial regulatory agency, the Farm Credit Administration, who she said in his tenure there as a examiner had chartered 435 credit unions.
That is amazing.
That gives you the example of what I think a partnership could truly accomplish, and we need to get back to that understanding of the uniqueness and the role that the credit union community can play in partnership with the regulator.
Yeah. After hearing that, I'm definitely not doing enough. You know, I was like, can I step up the game? Can we all step up our game and compare to that? Oh my gosh,
yeah,
that's amazing.
The fact is, last year, NCUA chartered one credit union. One credit union.
Wow. Okay, times have changed, for sure. Anything else to add, Chip?
No,
any final words of wisdom?
No. Wonderful conference, wonderful way to start the time here
Indeed.
In Washington, and all of us getting our thoughts together in a non-traditional way.
Indeed, yeah, and thank you for closing out our coverage here of the Underground Collision.
You're welcome.